Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another night of Astral Mind 2012. You're on the air with Roy and Adrian. Are you there, Roy?
Yes, thank you.
Well, a little bit about sacred geometry and the programs. For everybody that's ever heard about sacred geometry or programs, these programs were put on us energetically, and we know that a lot of this comes in our DNA, and this was put on us by our basically programming from past lives. And I'm sure it goes a lot further than that. And all the things that a lot of people believe in conspiracy theories, unfortunately, that's all true. Because we have all this programming and mind control stuff going on. Is there anything that you'd like to share that, Roy?
And they seem to have a lot of
emotion. And it can be done, you know, with emotion code or sacred geometry. And we can help get that out of their energy with their mind. And what's your thoughts on that?
Well, it's very interesting because we know that everything has a trigger, and how we all get triggered and how we all get activated. Some people claim that they've been abducted by aliens, and they've been given these implants that a lot of people don't know what's going on behind that. That's all conspiracy. These vaccine shots, everything that all the programming that, you know, has been put on us energetically has a lot to do with this mind control and programming. So we all have, supposedly, we all have what we call implants. And these implants have programs that are tied in to our DNA. And at any given time, they can be activated with these programs. So we want to go in and we want to deprogram them and get our bodies and our minds and our energy back where it's supposed to be, in alignment with the universe. Especially for people that have been very traumatized, you know, with abuse or, like you said, drugs and alcohol addiction. These are great tools to use that we don't have to be on medications to heal ourselves, because there are other ways And this is a great way for people to get their energy back in motion. Is there anything else you want to work with, talk about that, Roy? Well, see, what we got to figure out is what's programming and what is not of the 3D matrix that we're in, and figure it out, you know, what is a trigger and what is not. And so once we figure out what those programs are, we can identify them by name, just like we can identify the angels by name. We don't have to give them any power. We know that there are fallen angels on the earth, and there are terrestrial beings, and that there is a lot of conspiracy and mind control that's still going on. And we have to break free out of that by getting that out of our DNA. And this is a great way on how we can help people to identify what those names are. We know everything has to do with numbers and sacred geometry. And for people that are suffering with relationships, health problems, addictions, realizing that that is not your stuff. That has been put on you energetically, and it is programming. And so everything is programming, and that, so we need to break free out of that in order to get out of the matrix. I just want to leave that message with our callers. Is there anything else you want to share, Roy? Yeah, I just wanted to mention those who are looking for answers and questions, you're more than welcome to call in and get some information regarding how these programs work, and I'll be happy to explain. There's a lot to cover. There's a lot to do. There's a lot of work that needs to be done. And to realize that it ain't going to happen overnight, and that this is something that you have to keep continuing once you get on this program, which will help you energetically and health-wise, and start you on the path of recovery to come here to do what you're supposed to do and to heal others. And that's the most important thing. Why we're here is to heal others and share our knowledge and skills. Some souls have come here to do those kind of things, and some souls have come here to work a mundane job. And that was your contract. But these contracts are not all ours either. We have to keep that in mind, that that we were forced to sign these contracts, and that we need to rebuke them if they don't serve us. Is there anybody that would like to call in and get a free reading? You're welcome to. Is there anything else you want to share, Roy?
I made out so that you know, these people can be directed in the right organization. Is there anything else, Baker?
Well, and I just wanted to mention what those contracts are. This is all part of the deprogramming that we do as well, as we work with contracts. And we call these soul contracts, contract agreements that we've made prior to what has been put on us energetically and the things that we choose to do while we're here. If we've taken on a contract regarding coming here to do God's work and not being in a relationship, then we need to revoke some contracts that will help so you can attract a relationship and you won't feel alone. There's a lot of energetic things that bring us from being rich or successful as well that we want to revoke in those contracts. And it's not really something that you think you're sabotaging, but it is something that you made an agreement to, and it needs to be revoked in that contract. So once you start revoking these contracts, like you do with every other system and programs, then you'll start seeing a lot more change in your life. You'll free up that energy that's been blocking your psyche. And then we'll go into what the programs mean. We'll go into how the codes work and deprogram triggers that might trigger you. And to realize that, if you have a classroom full of people, a lot of people are going to get very activated. And the first thing that they're going to get activated with is what we call the Scorpion program. And this is where people get very violent and they get very hostile, because their implants get activated and the programming starts coming out. To be aware that, there is a lot of triggers with what we do, because you will get activated. But we're going to help to deprogram the triggers so that you don't get activated. That's the whole key right there. If you don't know how to deprogram those triggers, then that's going to happen. So there is a lot of things that we do need to cover, that we need to go over, and we're going to help a lot of people to get through their energetic work they need in their healing. Is there anything else you want to share, Roy?
I know that a lot of people out there are, money is a big part in their lives. And with these emotion codes and the reprogramming codes, they can help
declare that, you know, out of your DNA. And have you had Derek Moore on that agent?
Yeah, there are three programs that people need to be on that will really help. And the first program is what we call GeoTrend. And then the second program that people are going to start to learn is about the emotional code and how energy can be stuck in certain places of your body, you know, liver, heart, whatever, creating heart walls. Those are all very basic stuff. And then as you get into the advanced stuff, you'll start learning about these programs that have been put on us energetically. We know there's a lot more going on than meets the eye. We know that there are races out there that have given us a lot of their technologies. Holographic inserts, and we don't know how we're being affected energetically on those levels because we're only human. And so once we start to get the idea of how these programs work, they can't do that anymore because they're all triggers. And so people that have experienced a lot of great deal of trauma or mind control, this is a great way for you to start your life over and to get, like I said, get back in alignment, because it really is a program that will help you, and you will learn the fundamentals of programming and how that plays an effect in your life, because there's a lot to cover. There's a lot of things that I need to get corrected. It looks like we got a caller on the line, Roy. Should we go ahead and take that caller? All right, let's go to the. Looks like they locked off there. If you feel free to call back in, you're not too shy, you can call back in and get a reading. We'll get some more information on how these programs work, and we'd be happy.
Again, our website is healedfantasy.weebly.com. Is there anything
else? Yeah, I just wanted to mention that we can go in to explain the fundamentals of what the programs are so that you get an understanding on how it works. And you won't be disappointed, folks. So call in and get deprogrammed, and I'll teach you some technical stuff on how to get rid of a lot of wasted energy that you could be putting back into your crown chakras, how to get rid of triggers, and how to shift more money in your life by using these codes and these programs. So it's very simple, and it is really something that you need to do every day. At least take some time to meditate and do these programs, and get on this program for about a month, see how it works for you. And like Roy says, we will be happy to sell information if you're willing to pay. because it is something that you can't just get at Barnes & Noble or any bookstore. And we are willing to teach classes. I was talking to a friend that was part of a lot of these experiments, and he was saying that it's time for him to start teaching classes, get information out there. And so once we put all this information together, we'll be more happy to direct you to people that have other information and start getting this information out there and start helping people and start teaching classes. So it's going to be a really fun thing for people that are really needing the healing right now and the abundance that you deserve. Anything else you'd like to share, Roy?
I just wanted to share that I have a
talk a little bit about, ascension. And it's interesting you bring that up because I was told that there are different levels of ascension depending on what level you're vibrating at. If you're vibrating with the frequency of abundance and money, then you're going to ascend with that frequency. If you're going to vibrate with the frequency of love, you'll ascend with love, or with somebody, a partner that will be suitable for you. It don't necessarily have to be a twin flame. There's still a lot of unanswered questions even with twin flames, that could also be very well New Age programming. And I'll go into a lot of the programming too so people can figure it out yourself. But if you have any information regarding that, I would like to hear it. Because none of us want to be misled by a psychic or a healer. Because our responsibility is to direct you into your own belief system and your own spirituality and your own intuition on how you see things. So we'll be happy to go over how that works, how the programming works, and how you're being either manipulated or mind controlled, or if you feel like you have a lot of programming, we can work with that as well. And I'll explain what those are and how to get rid of them. Start to learn a lot of this stuff. You'll also start to be able to use it to your own advantage on how to talk to people and how to help people. Because you'll understand people's programming when you understand what the programs are. And then you identify it by name. And you don't give them any power over you energetically. Just like a fallen angel or or anybody at that matter, you know, you have free agency to choose. You have your own mind activity. And we're going to help you how to increase that. We're going to help you to increase parts of your mind that you haven't experienced yet and open up your eyes. Is there anything else you want to share, Roy?
Well, the main thing that we have done is, you know, we are all, you know, energetic people in order for us to, you know, ascend into the higher potential. And put that in our conversation.
And, you know, it's interesting because I was told that when you die, it's a lot harder to do it on the other side when you can do it while you're still in a physical body. Because you're still in the physical plane, even though you're still in what we call the 3D matrix. But you'll learn how to lose. You'll have quicker memory. You'll see gifts come out that you've never seen before when you start deprogramming. You're breaking a lot of, you know, not just mind control, but you're also breaking a lot of your own belief systems that could prevent you from moving forward. You know, whether it be mentally, physically, emotionally, or, you know, on a psychic level. So we want to get all that corrected. And like I said, there's a lot to cover. And there's a lot of things that still need to be explained and to understand. And it's not going to be an easy road to understand because we've been programmed since day one, so that's going to be a very big trigger for everybody. And this is why we want to get rid of the triggers before we start the healing. So you're more than welcome to call in and get a reading and get some understanding of what we're talking about here. But it really is a very powerful tool. So please call in now. And it looks like our show just ended. We're still on the radio. So we will see everybody when we come back on. Is there anything else you want to share, Roy?
I just wanted to share that with all our listeners. Is there anything out there?